So next we have when lawyers make the news. And for some reason, I have a sneaking suspicion that this is not when lawyers make the news for running into burning buildings and saving puppies. I'm not sure, but we shall see. Presenting this topic, we have two fabulous attorneys. First one, Tom Brandt, who is a very familiar face in the school law community and a genuinely nice, kind individual. I'm pleased that he is here. He is with Fanning, Harper, Martinson, Brandt, and Kutchin, as is his co-presenter, John Husted. Did I say that right?
Husted.
Dang it, I tried. Okay, John is also making his debut at the school law conference. He is a former high school teacher and coach, so I'm not sure why he jumped out of that profession into this one, but we're glad you did. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We only have 45 minutes left. The only important thing about this presentation is that it ends on time or early. So let me begin in a strange way. This is an ethics presentation, and I'm going to begin by cheating. So this is way I'm going to cheat. I'm going to refer you to another ethics presentation. If you ever saw the movie Elf at Christmas, I see it at least once or twice every year. There's a scene where James Caan is in a meeting with Andy Richter, and there's another actor there, and they're his writers, and he's saying, okay, what have you got for me? And Andy Richter says, we've got a great idea. He says, okay, what is it? He says, Miles Finch. And that's Peter Dinklage plays a great Miles Finch. He said, you know, you think of a writer who writes for children, and you think of like Mr. Rogers, but then there's this Peter Dinklage plays this really tough guy, but he writes children's stories. Anyway, so Andy Richter, his character says to James Caan, Miles Finch, we can get Miles Finch. And then James Caan said, wait a minute, you're my top writer, and your advice to me is to get another top writer? And he goes, Andy Richter says, yeah, but it's Miles Finch. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to refer you to, let's go to the next slide, this particular presentation by the State Bar. Recently, this is my birthday month, so I was notified that I have 1 hour I'm lacking. So, of course, I said, what have you got on the State Bar website? I saw this one, and it really was important. I have experienced in my family and in my extended friend community very difficult situations of suicide and depression, anxiety. And we had a talk about how anxiety and depression is affecting teachers. This one is geared towards you. And, you know, right now you might feel like you're on top of the world, but if you're like most of us, you probably feel like the world's on top of you. And if you're suffering, you're not alone, and you should go to this free presentation. It's excellent. It talks about suicide depression prevention essentials. It's free. You get credit. I highly recommend it. And if you are suffering yourself or you know of someone who's suffering, please do that. And to segue out of the cheating into the topic for a minute, we're going to be emphasizing, John and I are going to be emphasizing what are the ethical ramifications of talking to the media when our clients are in the news. We also were asked to speak about when lawyers get in the news. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that, but I think when you deal with the stress that we deal with, the stress that comes with our job and the emotional wear and tear and depression and anxiety sits in, a lot of times that can cause lawyers to do things that they wouldn't normally do, substance abuse issues, that kind of thing. And so then the lawyer gets in the news for the wrong reasons. So I couldn't think of more to say about that except, you know, hey, don't commit crimes, don't steal your client's money, you know, that kind of thing. Not very helpful, not very insightful. It's just like obey the Ten Commandments, you know. Okay, great, thanks. But if you look at that, I would encourage you to look at that. It's...